Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
One of the things that I think is remarkable about that song, one of the things I think is remarkable about that song is Stephanie's voice. However, it flips the conversation for us in some ways, right? The words of that song remind us that God is faithful in us. Right, we have a tendency to talk an awful lot about our faith in God, and I think that's a good thing. But it reminds us that God is faithful in us. It reminds us, well, here's how I sort of think about it. It reminds us that at our core, at the very deepest parts of who we are, in general, we're good, worthy, beautiful people. And that God has faith in us. I think that's a good thing to remember because I feel like the world so often tells us something different. I feel like the world so often tells us that at our core, at best we're okay, but maybe we're a little bit better if we have, you know, the right car, the right house, or enough wealth. Or if we say the right things or do the right things, or more likely if we're connected with the right communities. You see, I feel like the world very often will tell us that who we are isn't enough unless some external factor. And I think that we don't get the message enough that who we are at our absolute innermost core is beautiful, is enough, and that the world needs someone like us. Let me say that differently, and I just want to look at you all and say the world doesn't tell you enough that you are enough, that you are beautiful, and that the world needs someone like you. The world tells us all kinds of different things, and I don't think we get that message enough. And I think sometimes we have to think about flipping the conversation. And that's not to say that sometimes we don't feel broken. That's not to say that sometimes we don't feel alone. That's not to say that sometimes we don't feel lost. That's not to say that sometimes we don't feel like the world is crashing in around us. But perhaps in the midst of those times, it's most important to be reminded that you are beautiful, that you are enough, and the world needs someone like you. We have those times where we feel like whatever journey we're on, that we just can't take it. We have those times where we feel like we're drawn to a particular place or a particular thing, but on the way, the world happens around us and that we're feeling crushed. We might feel abused. We might feel not enough. And we may need a reminder that we are enough because of the Christ that's within us, because of the God in whose image we have been created. I want to turn your attention to a scripture that I think is probably a familiar text to you. It's something that I remember, you know, from early on and, you know, first hearing stories of the Bible, in part because I just had a tendency to focus on the dramatic stories, and this is one of those dramatic stories. So I loved the story of the flood, right? I didn't think about some of the stuff that goes along with it and all the sort of death and horribleness. I just like the dramatics of the story of the flood. I like the stories of the miracles. Well, I almost said musical. musicals. I like those too, but that's not what I mean. I love the stories where something dramatic happens. And this is one of those stories. In the Gospel of Mark, it's one of the shorter versions of this story. You may remember when Jesus and the disciples are on a boat on a lake and there's a storm. And depending on which gospel you read, maybe Peter's out on the water. Maybe Jesus is walking on the water. Mark's gospel is the earliest written of the gospels, most scholars would agree. It's certainly the shortest, which is part of why we're focusing on the gospel of Mark in this sort of year of going back to basics. This particular story is somewhat short. It tells the story about Jesus being in the boat with the disciples, and there's a storm, and Jesus calms the storm, and that's sort of the way the story goes. But as I got older, as I had heard that story, as I had sort of enjoyed the dramatics of the story, but then I got older and I started asking questions about that story, hard questions. Questions like, why did Jesus make the disciples go in that storm in the first place? We also are faced with hard questions in the world, and sometimes we'll hear phrases about God testing us or Jesus testing us, and I got to say that that doesn't fit with my understanding of God. That doesn't fit with my understanding of God. And with my experience, with my understanding of God, you know, I wrestle with the language that we might hear in this text about Jesus maybe putting those disciples in a dangerous position and perhaps a life-threatening position. Sorry. But then I read the story authentically. And then I think about what it actually says. And so with these questions in mind, with these challenges in mind, I'd like you to think back to the scripture that we read today. And think back to who is it that called them and what is it that they were called to do? You see, later that day, when evening came, Jesus said, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake," and they left. But it doesn't say that Jesus called them to be in a storm. It doesn't say that Jesus said, "Hey, I have an idea. Let's go risk our lives." Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side of the lake. Let's go be in a new place. Let's go look from a different point of view. Let's get out of our comfort zones and experience the world in a different way." You see, when I read this text authentically, Jesus doesn't call them to be in danger. Jesus' invitation is to be in a new place. Jesus' invitation is to embark on a journey. And if you've felt yourself moved to be in a different place, to look at a situation from another perspective, if you've felt yourself moved to begin a journey to some kind of newness, you probably recognize that sometimes on the journey, storms happen. You probably recognize that sometimes on the journey that stuff happens that's unexpected. That's what happens to the disciples. They're called to be in a different place. They're called to see a new perspective. They're called to go and do something different. They're called to embark on a journey. And the storm happens. And I think we can parallel with that idea. I think we can relate. I think that we can understand that sometimes we're very busy just putting one foot in front of the other, trying to get through our day or our week or our life. And that's when it gets overwhelming. And that's when it feels like the sky darkens and the downpour begins. That's when it feels like it's all going to be over sooner than we want. And that there's nowhere we can go for help. And I wonder how much even that's the right question, right? When we get into those situations, we start looking around us for help. We start looking outside of us for help. And I wonder if that's the right question to ask. Or maybe the better way to say it is, I wonder if that's the only question to ask. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Should we only be looking outside of us for what we need to get through that storm, to get through that challenge, to get through that time in our lives where we feel like the world is caving in on us? Should we only look from outside of us? I was listening to a podcast. You may have heard of Christian author Rob Bell. He was doing a podcast with a friend of mine. I'm a little jealous that they did this podcast together. Her name's Lydia. She's the pastor at St. Mark's UMC right here in San Diego. And she was drawing this wonderful illustration about the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic value. So here's your vocabulary lesson. The intrinsic value is that which is within us, and extrinsic value is when we find value from outside of us. Okay? Now, Lydia is a Korean-American woman who comes from a culture where being Korean and being a woman comes with certain expectations. And very often, the way she described growing up, sometimes that expectation and that sense of value comes from outside of herself. And what she had to learn is she is enough and beautiful as who she is. I feel like that's a lesson maybe we all need, that we are enough, that we are beautiful, that the world needs someone like us as we are. See, it's part of the problem that I have when we talk about theologies of original sin, right? The whole idea of original sin, what I find troubling about it is it tells us that who we are at our core is bad, is evil, is broken. And that the only way we can be saved, the only way we can find salvation is from outside of us, from without. But the reason I have trouble with that is because I believe that I've been created in the image of God. The reason I have trouble with that is because I believe Christ is in me. And I hope that you have that same faith, that you have been created in the image of God. I hope that as you think about that, you may have experienced Christ within you. And if we believe that we've been created in the image of God, and if we believe that Christ is within us, then perhaps we can see that we are intrinsically good. Perhaps that when we are in those times of storm, when we're in those times of struggle, when we're on that journey and we feel like the world is caving in around us, yes, sure, let's ask about who from the outside might help us, but perhaps we might also recognize that Christ is within us and we might be empowered. We might remember those conversations that I'm sure we've all had where somebody says that one thing that reminds us that we've had the answer all along. You see, because when Jesus called the disciples to go to the other side, when Jesus gathered together with the disciples in that boat, and there were other boats around, and they were going to the other side of the lake, and then the storm happened, and the waves were crashing, and they were panicking, who was still there in the group on the lake with them? Christ never left. And sure, we might have those moments where we feel like Jesus is asleep, that Jesus is not paying attention. Sure, we might have those moments. But I tell you what, the way I read this text, the disciples are worried because the gale winds are arisen, the waves are crashing against the boat is getting swamped, but Jesus is still on the boat. He's asleep on the pillow. The water hasn't risen so much that it's woken him up. I wonder, you know, I wonder a little bit if the disciples are so overcome with fear that they've escalated a bit more than might have been appropriate, because I know I do that myself in times when I'm so deeply afraid. And I forget to recognize that Christ is within me, that I've been created in the image of God. And so this is the way I would leave you with this story today. This idea that when we are called to go to a new place, when we are called to experience a new thing, when we are called to see the world from a different perspective, when we are called into a journey, that sometimes storms happen. But when those storms happen, we must remember that Christ remains with us, that we continue to be equipped, we continue to be empowered, we continue to have the answers or the situational awareness sometimes drawn out of us. that we be reminded that we are created in the image of God. That we are reminded, my friends, you are beautiful. You are enough. The world needs someone like you. You are created in the image of God in all the beauty and ability that comes along with it, exactly as you are. And as broken as we sometimes feel on this journey, Christ is in you. And that's enough.
Friends, I invite you to join me in an attitude of prayer. God of hope, God of compassion, God of love, Lord, we come before you this morning just so very grateful to be able to be gathered in this place, Lord, to come together as a family to celebrate. Lord, to celebrate the ways in which you continue to touch us, to move us, and to show us what it means, Lord, to be your children. And for the ways in which you continue to reveal yourself to us and pull us towards you, we say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the guidance, Lord. We thank you for the people you have placed in our lives that show us how we are called to be, Lord. And we thank you for pushing us in the directions you have called us to go. And yet, Lord, we know that in the midst of trying to discern your call, to heed your words, and to listen to those you have placed in our lives for a particular reason during this particular season, Lord, there are times when we, Lord, refuse to listen, when we choose to turn our backs to what is right in front of us. Lord, when we confront these challenging moments, when the seas of our lives seem to be disrupted, Lord, when everything seems to be crashing around us, Lord, we confess that we can lose sight of who we are and whose we are. And Lord, we confess that at times in that moment when we finally do calm down, when we ground ourselves, we see that perhaps we have made the situation bigger than it was. Lord, that we have been so enmeshed in our own reality that we forget. Lord, that we over-examine. Lord, that we blow something up beyond what it actually is, Lord. And so we ask, Lord, that you help us to be able to see things as they are. That you help us stay grounded in your love and in your compassion. So that we, Lord, may be able to discern the truth of our own situation. That we may be able to remember that we are, in fact, created in your image, that we are, in fact, Lord, worthy of your love. And because of this, and because of your grace, and because of your mercy, you have surrounded us with friends, families, and communities, Lord, that can help us through the most troublesome times in our lives. Lord, in fact, we know that within us you have given us this image, Lord, this thing that is this glimpse of your love. Allow us to listen to this, Lord. Allow us to see it, to feel it, to move us as we go throughout our days. Lord, we ask that you would be with those who are not able to be in worship here this morning. We ask that you would continue to watch over them, that they may feel our love as they are traveling, or as they are healing, or whatever it is that has kept them from this place. Let them know that we are, in fact, praying for them. Lord, we lift up specific concerns for this particular congregation. We pray for Susie, who is still in recovery. We ask, Lord, that your hand will be placed upon her, Lord, and be with all those who are working with her, and that she may heal. And Lord, we thank you for a quick recovery for eye surgery. Lord, for someone that has been suffering from this, we ask, and we just are so very grateful for the ways in which you continue to allow others, Lord, to be to work through you, Lord, that we may be able to celebrate an occasion such as this. And Lord, in the midst of all this, we ask that you continue, Lord, to watch over us, not only as a church, not only as a community, Lord, but as a country, as there are so many who are suffering, Lord, from not only poverty, who are suffering from all kinds of particular circumstances to them, Lord, but who are especially suffering right now from this global heat. Mm-hmm. We know that there are many who, Lord, who have passed away because they don't have access to facilities to keep them cool. We ask, Lord, that you might provide a way for all of us to be able to be safe, that they too may be able to see another day. More than anything, Lord, we ask that you would give us the wisdom to follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.